All this time, Hinckley was under military control, not civilian. He was eventually brought to court and declared not guilty by reason of insanity for the assassination attempt. The patterns are always the same. You have a patsy that takes the blame. You have a second gunman that never comes to light. And you have an ascendance of power. That's what I think happened after that point, that Reagan was basically allowed to function, but Bush was president, said Judge. And Bush was virtually unassailable due to his hidden but powerful support base. Robert Perry, a former investigative reporter for the Associated Press and Newsweek, noted, even when, or maybe especially when, Bush found himself in a corner on what appeared to be an obvious lie, he was a master at turning the tables on his critics. Coming to Bush's defense was an impressive network of friends in high places. They rarely failed him. When that happened, it was wise not to ask too many questions. Another indication that the Reagan administration may have been under the influence of fascists came in May 1985, when the president laid a wreath at a soldiers' cemetery in Bitburg, Germany, where many Nazi SS officers were buried. It was also the former site of Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. Although a hue and cry went up from veterans organizations and Jewish groups prior to his visit, Reagan followed through with his plan to honor war dead. In his remarks, he placed the blame for Nazi atrocities on the awful evil of one man, an obvious reference to Adolf Hitler. This effort to foist off all the blame for Nazism onto one person was perhaps an indication of the influence of pro-Nazi elements within his party. Meanwhile, throughout the 1980s, Republican Party leaders continued their policy of bringing former Nazis and Nazi-minded foreigners into the party's camp. According to the investigative reporter Christopher Simpson, author of Blowback, Nazi émigrés brought into the USA by the CIA were placed in prominent positions within the Republican Party through ethnic outreach committees. Online Journal is a reader-supported webzine that was established in 1988 to provide uncensored and accurate news, analysis, and commentary. According to their reporter, Carla Binion, a convicted Nazi war collaborator named Laszlo Pastor served as an advisor to Republican Paul Weyrich, who founded the powerful conservative Heritage Foundation and is considered by many to be one of the founders of the New Right.